Well, I can remember when Poppy used to have goats. He just, we had what he was, Angora goats. You know what that is? Long-haired ones. And we never did keep no milk goats whenever we was kids at home. But if Poppy ever took the sideboards off of the wagon, and sometimes he'd just put one end down the ground and stand the other up against the barn, and every goat we'd have get on top of the barn. They'd climb up them sideboards, that wagon sideboards, just like that little one well over at that theater.
I've always heard they like to stand on high things. Is that why they do it?
I think they just like to climb, isn't it?
They can climb unbelievable.
I've heard they'll stand on people's cars. Even.
They will.
Yes, they will.
That's funny.
One year we had our wood ricked, you know, and we had a neighbor that had a couple of goats that come over there, and they made our wood pile their playhouse. They would run in circles and come up over that wood, you know. And they'd jump just as far as they could up and hit the top of that wood rick, you know, and then run to the other end and jump off, and the wood would just fly everywhere, you know. Well, it's impossible to keep the wood ricked. They'd tear it down faster than we'd rick it up. That was their playhouse. They'd run in circles, you know, and jump up on that wood rick.
Well, there was an old tree down the way where we always went to hunt our goats that it just fell over. It broke loose and just fell over like this, you know, way like that. And we had a lot of goats that would come in with their leg broke or get hurt. They'd walk out there, and then they couldn't turn around out there and come back. They'd fall off out there. And they just wore every bit of the bark off of that tree, walking up down that tree. And it was up there 15, 20 foot high at that end, you know. It just broke loose here and just fell slanting like that, you know. It didn't fall all the way over, it just fell part of the way. And lodged with the top on some more out there, you know, but it was, well, the goats was gone and didn't come home. We knew right where to go to look for them down where that old tree was.
Well, could you set their legs if they broke
the
legs?
Oh, they usually just get all right. They couldn't walk on them for a while, but they'd get all right.
Funny animals.
Yeah.
I want to take that little kid home with me tonight.
It just in the world.
That little old kid's born over there at that theater. He's never been nowhere over there, and it's just part of the, it just steals the show nearly.
Mm-hmm.
It's about, oh, this high.
Mm-hmm.
When we had those milk goats, we would always take the little kids off of the old goats, you know, and then we'd raise them on the bottle, but we'd have to keep them in the pen. We had a neighbor. She kept her two granddaughters a lot of the time. Lindsay and Molly, and they was up there. Molly, them two kids, they wanted one of them little goats so bad.
Right.
And I said, Molly, you don't want one of them goats.
Why are they such a nuisance? Why are they such a nuisance?
They're into everything. You can't keep nothing away from them.
They're eat your flowers. If they're in the yard, you don't have a flower. They're on your porch. They're everywhere besides where you want them to be. You can't keep them anywhere.
Remember how that guy went on the other night? That goat had been up here.
But Molly kept wanting to buy one of them little goats for Pam and Cookie to play with. And I said, I'll give you one. Well, in 6 months, she's back begging me to sell it.
Take it back.
I said, Molly, I don't want it. She said, I don't know what I'm going to do with that goat. I haven't got a garden. I haven't got a flower. I haven't got anything. That goat said, I can't keep it off of my porch. It's on the porch, and it's everywhere. I said, well, I told you, you didn't need it when you wanted it.
That's funny.
When Cletus was little, he wanted a little goat so bad, he wanted a little goat. And we went down to my sister's, and that's Marvin. Marvin said, I'll give you a goat. Oh, that just pleased him to death. He was about 2 or 3 years old. So he went out to the barn, he caught this little goat, and he brought it to the house, and he gave it to Cletus. Here it is, it's yours. And said, put you a string around its neck now so you can hold it.